Memorandum by Abraham Van Helsing. 4th of November. This to my old and true friend John Seward, M.D. of Purfleet, London, in case I may not see him. It may explain. It is morning, and I write by a fire which all the night I have kept alive, Madam Mina aiding me. It is cold, cold, so cold that the grey heavy sky is full of snow, which when it falls will settle for all winter, as the ground is hardening to receive it. It seems to have affected Madam Mina. She has been so heavy of head all day that she was not like herself. She sleeps and sleeps and sleeps. She, who is usual so alert, have done literally nothing all the day. She even have lost her appetite. She make no entry into her little diary, she who writes so faithful at every pause. Something whisper to me that all is not well. However, tonight she is more vif. Her long sleep all day have refresh and restore her, for now she is all sweet and bright as ever. At sunset I try to hypnotize her, but alas, with no effect. The power has grown less and less with each day, and tonight it failed me altogether. Well, God's will be done, whatever it may be, and whithersoever it may lead. Now to the historical, for as Madam Mina write not in her stenography, I must in my cumbrous old fashion, that so each day of us may not go unrecorded. We got to the Borgo Pass just after sunrise yesterday morning. When I saw the signs of the dawn, I got ready for the hypnotism. We stopped our carriage and got down so that there might be no disturbance. I made a couch with furs, and Madam Mina, lying down, yielded herself as usual, but more slow and more short time than ever, to the hypnotic sleep. As before came the answer, darkness and the swirling of water. Then she woke, bright and radiant, and we go on our way and soon reach the pass. At this time and place, she become all on fire with zeal. Some new guiding power be in her manifested, for she point to a road and say, "This is the way." "How know you it?" I ask. "Of course I know it," she answer, and with a pause add, "Have not my Jonathan travelled it and wrote of his travel?" At first, I think somewhat strange, but soon I see that there be only one such by-road. It is used but little, and very different from the coach-road from the Bukovina to Bistritz, which is more wide and hard, and more of use. So we came down this road,